Now back to The Home Stretch with Pat Daugherty. The first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to The Home Stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty, across the way, producer and all-around great guy, Todd Berlich. Hey, I got to tell you about the place I work out at. If you're looking for a gym, trying to get back into it, there's only one place to go, and that's Fit Stop. 8 locations here locally: Elkhart, Osceola, Middlebury, White Pigeon, Granger, where you can find me, child care, great classes, lots of machines, good people, generally good people, and that's what I like, the environment over at Fit Stop. We're now going to welcome in the head trainer over at Fit Stop, good friend of mine now, and all around physique, I guess is the best way to say it. I mean, let's be honest, Clint. And Clint Miller joins us now here on the home stretch. I've been looking at some of your NPC pictures. It's pretty ridiculous. And pretty ridiculous.
Thank you.
But there's a lot of hard work, a lot of preparation, meal prep, all that kind of stuff. One of the things we like to do when we have Clint on here is not only talk about his personal training, what he offers at Fit Stop, classes, whatnot. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. But getting some nutritional hints, tricks, all around great ideas for people who are trying to reach their fitness goals. And Clint, one of the things I want to talk about today was foods that can really help boost that fat burning that everybody's searching for. I know there's not like an easy pill. There's really no easy way. There's good nutrition and hard work, but are there some foods that you really should be focused on if you're trying to burn, especially like me, some belly fat?
Okay. I mean, really, like I said, when it comes to losing weight, I think we touched on it a little bit last time. I mean, it's going to more so come down to discipline in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a bit more so than actually in the gym in itself a little bit. I mean, there's a multitude of different foods out there that do help to burn fat a little bit more effectively. Obviously, I'm going to just be able to touch on a couple of them. In the past, eggs. Eggs have been kind of thrown under the bus a little bit because it was previously believed that, raises cholesterol, bad cholesterol. Studies have shown that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in recent studies, it's showed that people who have started their day off with eggs versus, let's say, bagels, have been shown to lose twice as much fat as people who start their days off eating a bagel in the morning.
Wow.
There's also moderately filling, too, so it helps curb the appetite a little bit, too.
That's good stuff. I do try to start with 4 egg whites in the morning. Every now and again, I throw a whole egg in there. And I do feel, you know, it's one of those things, when I eat eggs in the morning, as opposed to, as you mentioned, like a heavy starch, I feel more energized throughout the day. I don't feel sluggish as I do if I haven't had a morning workout and I have a starch. It's one of those situations where I actually feel like I have more energy having some of that lean protein in the morning.
Definitely. I mean, eggs tend to be one of my staples in my diet. They're high in protein.
Mm-hmm.
The yolks have, got the calories in the yolks for me. With a bit more faster metabolism, I need those calories. So for those guys that do need those calories and are trying to reach a certain calorie level, those whole eggs definitely will help out for sure. But you also have to be careful because eggs are also high in sodium as well. Too much sodium is definitely not good. Water retention, things like that. So definitely have to be careful with that. So kind of a little bit of a double-edged sword.
Once again, we're talking to the head trainer over at Fit Stop, Clint Miller, joining us here on the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. Clint, one of the questions I had for you, just take us through, what's a normal, and granted, you're in peak physical condition. I did see you've added a little bit of weight in the sense of muscle, but what is a normal day in the sense of food? How many meals are you eating throughout the day, and how many calories do you have to intake? As you just mentioned, your metabolism's a little bit higher with your workout regimen and the food that you have. But just take us through a day. What's a normal day look like for you in the sense of what you eat?
I'm at about between 4, 4,700 to 5,000 calories a day.
Wow. Holy cow, that's like a week for me.
It's like I said, I do have a bit of a fast metabolism. I'm that guy that, to maintain the weight that I'm at, I have to lift at least 4 to 5 times a week. And if I'm trying to gain, there's double for days for lifting. As far as like my food intake, depends. If I got a workout in the morning, if I have a shred workout in the morning with some clients, I'll just grab a protein shake real quick, and then when I come back home, I'll do my eggs. I like rice in the morning. I do like my rice. I like my carbs mm-hmm. in the morning. I like jasmine rice or brown rice. A little bit better for you versus the normal white rice. It does also have a like 1.7 grams of resistance starch, which is actually a healthy carb that helps boost your metabolism and helps burn fat.
Love those healthy carbs. Love those healthy carbs.
Oh yeah, for sure. Outside of that, most times I've already have prepped food. I'll do like a half a chicken breast and 3/4 cups of jasmine rice. Again, a little bit, about 2 to 3 hours later, grab another protein shake, and then 2 to 3 hours later after that, some more chicken breast. I'm a big fan of chicken, of the chicken breast. Salmon as well, those are interchangeable as far as my protein source.
Mm-hmm.
So between salmon, some type of freshwater fish, or chicken, I usually stick with those. Tuna's good too. Tuna's high in protein, nice and lean. So you have things that are interchangeable that you can kind of mess with. Later on during the day, instead of rice, I'll go with some sweet potatoes. Might add a little bit of butter, a little bit of salt. But I'll go with the sweet potatoes and either a chicken or some sort of high protein meat.
Once again, we're talking to Clint Miller, head trainer over at Fit Stop. You got a question?
Yeah, Clint, hey, you know what? When I've been on my health kicks and it seemed to work well for me, I've sort of stuck with the fruit and nuts area of things. I mean, is there anything to that? A lot of protein? And that seems to always help me out.
Definitely with the nuts, I say high in protein, gets you a good bit. I mean, you get your good healthy fats in there. As far as like fruits-wise, I'm a big fan of blueberries. A lot of people are like real big on the anti-aging properties of blueberries, but I mean, to be quite honest, I mean, a couple blueberries, it's only about 80 calories, and it's actually pretty decently filling with about 4 grams of fiber in there as well. It's as good as a nice little intermission meal, meal versus going to grab like a single burger from McDonald's or something. But like I said, the anti-aging properties, they definitely help too.
Once again, Clint Miller, who is the head trainer over at FitStop. Clint, talk about some of the things you have going over there. Obviously, I've seen the classes. I've seen the high energy that you bring for the Shred 360. Talk about that class as well as any of the new classes coming up here in the new future, as well as where people can reach out to you to have some personal one-on-one training sessions as well.
Oh, for sure. Well, definitely with the Shred class. As you've seen, yes, it is pretty high energy. But it's open to all levels from beginners to advanced. The way that the program is built, everybody's going to get something out of it. And I'm going to push you. Me and my trainers that assist me now, we watch individuals, and the program is ever evolving, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 6-week program. We go 6 weeks at a time, take 2-week break, and then we're right back into it. With that being said, like I said, we're always watching each and everybody in the group, and we evolve the workouts as such. So it's a lot of room for us to improvise and take care of things where it's needed. As far as us as FitStop as a whole, keep a lookout. Just look out for becoming FitStop famous. More details, you'll be able to find those on our website. Soon coming up, as well as on our Instagram and Facebook pages. with a little bit more details for our contest, becoming fitstopfamous.
And you, again, just real quickly, the website, www.fitstopcorp.com, that's CORP.com.
Definitely, definitely. And if you ever need to get in contact with me, you can always give me an email, cmiller@fitstopcorp.com, or you can also contact training@fitstopcorp.com, and those emails come to me as well.
Once again, Clint Miller, the head trainer over at Fitstop. I'll tell you what, man, completely bouncing around the gym. High energy, a lot of fun. I always love it. Keeps trying to drag me into those 360 classes after I've
done. I'm going to get you, man.
I always see after I've just wrecked my body trying to do some lifting, and I'm like, oh, man. But I'll get in there.
Anybody can pop in. We're in our fourth week right now. If you want to come in and try out the class, it's free that first time. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 to 7:30 over at the Granger location, or Saturday mornings at 11 at our Mishawaka location. Just come in, try it out, have a little bit of fun.
Awesome. Love it. Thanks, Clint. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you at the gym tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.